Step 3. Marketing. Marketing data. When people talk about marketing, they're typically talking about something intangible. In this section, I'll talk to you about the actual tangible and deemed essential marketing data. It's not advertising. Always pass on traditional advertising. It just doesn't work. This section includes website setup and visits, email statistics, email opening rate, and social media analytics. The website analytics includes the number of visits, the pages visited, referral pages, the time visitors are on the website, and keywords searched. All of this information is critical in analyzing marketing. The business owner or manager will need to log into a server hosting the website to review this information. Within the website's back-end software are all the facts to analyze, which can determine if the marketing efforts are working or not. Within the website's statistical pages may be the referral pages of where your visitors are coming from. This may include search engines like Google, Yahoo, or even social media pages like Instagram or Facebook. It may even include pages from news sites that have been written about your business. Why is this important? It should tell you how your customers are finding you and about the business. Want to know when the business name is being mentioned online? Search for Google Alerts and add your company name to the alert section. It's free, and an email will be sent to the account's email anytime your company is mentioned online. It's an excellent tool to find out about the news on the company or your competitors. Use it wisely. If email marketing software like MailChimp or Constant Contact is being used, this is excellent. Email marketing software reports show the time and date your receiver opened the mail. Why is this important? Well, an opened email tells the business owner who their active customers are and who they can market to with additional emails. It also tells them the effectiveness of email marketing. If there's a less than 4% opening rate, the marketing may need to be reviewed. Maybe the subject heading needs to be changed, or possibly your email is being blocked and ending up in someone's spam folder. Perhaps the email lists being used are not actual people who have frequented the business. Was the email list purchased? Either way, this data is excellent in knowing the effectiveness of the email marketing efforts. As for the business's social media pages, Facebook will allow visitors to like and follow your business page. It also lets the business owner see the number of people following the business. It's an excellent way to keep in close contact with your guests and become more familiar with them. Facebook's Creator Studio for Business is a perfect page to utilize too. On Instagram, the photos the company adds to their page will either be liked or not. However, everybody loves pictures, so post as many as possible and tag as many people as possible too. Tag editors, newsrooms, and social media influencers. One never knows what may bring in a new customer. Want to save money on building a website? Begin with either Wix.com or Weebly.com. Both of these website builders are drag-and-drop sites that anybody can learn. And before your website can be live, the domain name has to be purchased. I've always used PowWeb.com for domain registration. If you know the domain you want, register it at PowWeb.com. It takes about 5 minutes to set up an account. Once your domain is registered, emails can be set up for the company. Are you looking for email marketing software? My favorite is ConstantContact.com, and I've used it for over 15 years. It's a drag-and-drop site, and you can even schedule the times your email blast can be sent. There is another marketing service called MailChimp.com. These are excellent tools where restaurant owners can help themselves and reduce marketing dollars while increasing profits. Here's a website tip. Weebly has a drag-and-drop website builder. They also offer templates of all types. Just drag your logo onto their template, add some content, and within an hour or so, and less than $100, your site will be up and ready. They also allow search engine optimization, downloadable files, and areas for all types of forms. It's an easy way to save a lot of money.